Chase Meadows, Newsham and New Hartley Curve. Between Chase Meadows, Newsham and New Hartley Curve, there will be a new train station at Newsham, a new footbridge at Chase Meadows, and sites that may need to be temporarily used for construction of the station and other engineering works. Key changes and landmarks are shown in the map in the printed information and are explained in more detail here. In addition to these changes, engineering works will take place along the railway. Newsham Station will be the third stop for trains leaving Ashington and will have two platforms, one for services to Ashington, one for services to Newcastle. There will be a footbridge with lifts to allow passengers to transfer between platforms, and all the facilities described in the overview will be provided. The footbridge at this station will be similar to the one provided at Blyth Bebside. Previous designs for this station included the retention of the Newsham Level Crossing on the existing alignment of the A1061 South Newsham Road, with the station located to the south of the crossing. However, following further technical assessments and a review of the usage of the level crossing, a new design has been developed, incorporating a new road bridge over the railway and closure of the Newsham Level Crossing. This has the benefit of improvements to public safety, better traffic flow along the A1061, and a better and more robust signalling solution. Future pedestrian and cycle connections into the centre of Blyth could be investigated as a result of this change in design proposal, although they're not part of the Northumberland Line scheme. The new bridge will be single carriageway and will allow for the diversion of the A1061 from just west of the junction with the B1523 to just east of Blackdon Drive. This new section of the A1061 will include two new roundabouts at the west and east ends of the new road, which will provide access into the east and west station car parks and drop-off zones. The roundabout with the B1523 will include a junction for a new access road serving the east side of Railway Cottages and a junction maintaining access to Blackdon Drive. The new section of the A1061 will be approximately 500 metres long and will be a direct replacement of the existing road. Provision will be made for a cycleway as part of the diversion of the A1061. The sections of the existing A1061 which are to be closed will be reused for station car parks on both the east and west sides of the line, which will include both Blue Badge spaces and EV charging bays. The new station will allow people living in Newsham and South Blyth to travel easily into neighbouring towns, Newcastle and further afield using public transport. Journey times on the new line between Newsham, South Blyth and these destinations will be quicker than existing public transport options, and will provide an appealing alternative to private car use. In addition, Blyth is part of an investment zone focused on offshore energy and marine engineering, and is home to the Port of Blyth. The Northumberland Line will help support the delivery of significant growth in these sectors. Some woodland, hedgerows, trees and grassland will need to be removed to build the station and car park and allow the diversion of the A1061, but new landscaping, tree planting and wildlife creation schemes at the station site will compensate for these losses. More information about our approach to landscaping and environment can be found later. Land in private ownership will be needed to build the station and the new bridge. Negotiations with landowners are ongoing and may inform further development of the design. We'll seek to reduce the extent of additional land required as far as possible. An indicative plan showing our proposals for Newsham Station and car park is found in the printed information. Note that due to significant local constraints requiring further consideration, we're still in the process of developing the detailed designs for the two car parks at Newsham Station. Both car parks will have Blue Badge parking spaces and EV charging bays, as well as taxi and public drop-off areas and bus connections. Existing bus stops will be kept or relocated as part of our plans. We are aware of the importance of the existing cycle and walking routes along the existing road network and across Newsham Level Crossing, and will provide replacements for these in our detailed design. If you have any comments on our indicative proposals, or if there's anything else you'd like to see included in the detailed design, please indicate this in your response to the questions in Section 4 of the response form. Our construction strategy is still being formulated, and dates and durations for the construction of the station are still to be confirmed. Information about how construction will be managed to minimise disturbance to local residents and businesses is given later. Our current plans include construction traffic accessing the station site at two locations off the existing A1061, both on the east and west of the line. Once the bridge, the diverted A1061 and new junctions are completed, then Newsham Level Crossing will be closed. However, engineering works will take place at the level crossing during the construction period, and so it may occasionally be closed to vehicular and pedestrian traffic, meaning there may be some temporary diversions and other changes to the local highways and footpaths during construction. The site will be fenced and kept safe and secure at all times. We're seeking your views on our proposals for Newsham Station and the proposed road bridge, including any ways in which you feel they could be improved. You can share your comments by answering the dedicated questions on the response form. Your feedback will be used to review the current proposals and inform the detailed designs. You'll have a further opportunity to comment on the planning application when it's submitted to the local planning authority. The existing Chase Meadows level crossing provides pedestrian-only access for footpath 300178 across the railway line to the west of Chase Meadows in Blyth. The introduction of faster and more frequent trains on the line means that the existing crossing will need to be closed for safety reasons. It will be replaced with a stepped footbridge, providing a safer crossing for pedestrians. The bridge has been designed to minimise any effects on nearby residential properties and their gardens. This includes screening panels in the bridge and tree planting to avoid properties being overlooked by people using the bridge. A small area of trees will need to be removed on both the east and west sides of the line to allow the bridge to be constructed. These trees will be replaced as part of the landscaping for the new bridge, and this will include the restoration of all paths and bridleways which may be affected by the construction and access of vehicles. As land in private ownership will be needed to build the bridge, including open space to its east, negotiations with landowners are ongoing and may inform further development of the design. We will seek to reduce the extent of additional land required as far as possible. Our construction strategy is still being formulated, and dates and durations for the construction of Chase Meadows footbridge are still to be confirmed. Information about how construction will be managed to minimise disturbance to local residents and businesses is given later. Our current plans include construction traffic accessing the site along the bridleway, number 300013, from the roundabout at Chase Farm Drive and Haggerston Road. We will try to ensure that residents and users of the bridleway are not adversely affected by construction work. Should this not be possible, the duration of any closures will be kept as short as possible. An indicative plan showing our proposals for Chase Meadows footbridge can be found in the printed material. We're seeking your views on our proposals for Chase Meadows footbridge, including any ways in which you feel they could be improved. You can share your comments by answering the dedicated question on the response form. Your feedback will be used to review the current proposals and inform the detailed designs. You'll have a further opportunity to comment on the planning application when it's submitted to the local planning authority. The existing footpath 300049, which crosses the line at Lisdon Farm, needs to be closed and diverted for safety reasons. There is an existing footpath 100 metres north of the existing crossing. We're proposing to divert the footpath along the west side of the line for approximately 100 metres, and then connecting with the existing footpath, which crosses the railway through the existing underbridge. The diversion of the footpath will make the route slightly longer, but safer. It will also mean that users won't need to walk through the farmyard. Some existing trees and scrub will need to be removed to construct the new footpath, but careful consideration will be given to landscaping to make sure the path is pleasant to use. Northumberland County Council are in negotiations to acquire the rights necessary for the diversion, and the crossing will remain open until the diversion is completed. If you have any comments about the changes proposed at Lisdon Farm Level Crossing, please respond to the relevant question on the response form using the reference Lisdon Farm Level Crossing in your answer. Your feedback will be used to review the current proposals for the crossing. This section of the line contains three potential sites which may be temporarily required for construction and engineering works. These sites and the ways they may be used are described now. Feedback from this consultation will help determine which sites will be used. These sites may be used to store materials, machinery and equipment, and to provide welfare such as toilets or a kitchen, and parking for contractors. It may be necessary to temporarily close some paths and bridleways to allow the sites to be used by our contractors. where a public right-of-way or publicly used path will be temporarily impacted during the construction of the scheme, efforts will be made to provide temporary diversions. Where this isn't possible or not considered necessary, the duration of any closures will be kept to a minimum. The three sites are as follows. Number 1, Plessy Road Level Crossing. Currently a grassed area between housing and Plessy Road. Potentially a construction site for minor works to Plessy Road Level Crossing. Number 2, Plessy Road. Currently former sidings and former Blyth Railway Line, as well as grassed area adjacent to Plessy Road. Potentially a construction site for engineering works to be carried out on the line. Number 3, Lisdon Burn. Currently an agricultural field and parking. Potentially a construction site for works associated with the closure of Lisdon Farm Level Crossing and the permanent diversion of the public right-of-way number 300049. If you have any comments about the proposed temporary use of these sites or diversions of public rights-of-way, please respond to the relevant question on the response form stating the name of the site or sites. Your feedback will be used to review the current proposals and inform our construction strategy. Once proposals are more certain, further opportunity to provide comments will be given to those who may be affected by the use of the sites.